Today we'll be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Pei Gimel of Masech to Shabbos. The Gemara will continue from the previous Daf, the debate of the two versions of the Machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rebbe Akiva. According to Rebbe Elazar, the Rabbanon say Avoid Zor Kesheretz. Avoid Zor has the same rules of Tumah as Sheretz, in that it's Metame Tumas Maga, by direct contact, and not Metame Tumas Masa, by carrying it. Whereas Rebbe Akiva says, Avoid Zor Kenida, and Avoid Zor has the rules of Tumah like Nida, in that it is Metame Tumas Masa. According to Rabbe, they both agree that Avodah Zarah is metame tumas masa, but they argue if it can transmit tumah through Evan Mesama, a stone placed on supports, which in the case of Nida, if she sits on that rock, utensils that are below become tame tumas midras, even though they did not bear her weight. The Rabbanu hold that Avodah Zarah is not complete like Nida, and is not metame be'evan Mesama, although it is metame tumas masa, whereas Rabbi Akiva says Avodah Zarah is kenida. Avodah Zarah is metame be'evan Mesama. The Gemara will also discuss other aspects of Tumas Avodah Zarah. If Evarim, pieces of Avodah Zarah, are Metame, if the shear of Avodah Zarah to be Metame is like Sheretz B'Kadasha, the size of a lentil, or like Mace B'Kazayis, the size of an olive. The next Mishnah will teach Svina Shehitahira. Boats do not become Tame. The Mishnah will give one reason, and the Gemara will cite a Braisa giving a different reason, and will explain the practical differences between them. Some of the concepts we will discuss in this daf include Nachri v'Nachris, an idol-worshipping man or woman, Gazru alein shiyu kizav l'chol devrein. The Chacham decreed that they have the status of Zav v'Zava and are metame b'masa u'beheset, which means Tumas Masa is when the Tahar carries the Tameh, and Tumas Heset is when the Tameh carries or moves the Tahar.